Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
613 News Radio 92.3. It has been a fantastic day today. Weather's no complaints. The weather's been great. The whole day's been very positive. It has been a day to remember. And it's also been a day that's been very busy. And I just want to pass on. Here's the three important things you need to know this hour. Starting with number one.
Here's today's top three stories.
Yeah, you betcha. The busy wildfire season underway. The number of wildfires burning across Florida almost doubled over this past weekend. Currently, there are 89 active wildfires affecting some 3,400 acres of land burning in Florida. The largest fire burning in the state, 162-acre Clayton Road Fire. That's over in Bay County, just to the east of us. National Weather Service says very low humidity, dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger. Number two, a proposal to impose 8-year term limits on Florida's county commissioners and school board members back this year. Supporters say the proposal would bring fresh blood into local offices, while opponents say voters would lose representatives who actually know what they're doing. If the plan passes the legislature, it will appear before Florida voters on the November 2026 ballot. Be interesting to follow that one. And number three, here it is, a group of Santa Rosa County residents in Avalon Estates fighting back after an unauthorized construction project broke ground in their neighborhood. A lot of temperatures flaring on this one. Developers are working to build connecting roads between a new and existing neighborhood. Residents say they moved there because it's quiet and family friendly. But now residents say they're dealing with a nightmare.
It's heartbreaking. I was in my house crying when I could hear the trees being snapped closer and closer.
County Commissioner Kerry Smith say there was a long-standing agreement that no connecting roads would be built. Smith says he unknowingly agreed to this months ago.
Once they started building the road, I was trying to figure out, can we stop the building of the road?
Well, the county said
no, we couldn't stop the building of the road.
I got it. The county sent a letter to the developers on Monday revoking any construction on this piece of land between the new development and the existing neighborhood. Smith says this is not the end of the road for this project.
When there's a deal made, there's a deal made. So, and it's up to the county to keep that deal.
All right. Smith says the roads could still be paved and converted into a recreational area for residents. Neighbors say they know what they want to see here.
We don't need no polling pond. We don't need no park. We don't need no pickleball court, no basketball court. We're good with just grass and trees here.
Yeah, there you go. Smith says the board is set to discuss the next steps for the land at the next general meeting. That will happen tomorrow, and that will be a goodie. All right. 6:16 afternoon. I've been saying this today. It's been flying by. You know, you have those days where it just goes like, wow, gone.
Yeah.
I'm having one of those days.
That's good.
6:16. Austin Price in. Has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Well, looking at the roads here, do have some backup still if you are traveling eastbound on I-10. This is going to be if you are passing the scenic exit and heading over the water, heading over to the Escambia Bay Bridge. The congestion, good news, has decreased a lot, but the problem is it's still very much prevalent, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, going to be a low of 67 tonight with some patchy fog in your area. That'll bleed into your early Thursday. Thursday's high will be 81 with a low of 68.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. Now let's take a look at a couple of national stories for your consideration. Elon Musk says he is pivoting his attention away from the feds. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House has the details.
Elon Musk said that he's going to be dedicating far more of his time to Tesla starting in May because the majority of the work establishing the Department of Government Efficiency is done.
I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like me to do so, and as long as it is useful.
Musk nodded to the political blowback over his involvement with DOGE, but defended the work, saying that the protest toward him is organized, bought, and paid for by the very people who would seek to continue to benefit from the waste, fraud, and abuse that the Department of Government Efficiency is trying to weed out.
And Rick Scott backing President Trump's decision not to allow Colombia's president into the United States. President Gustavo Petro said yesterday his visa to the U.S. was revoked. He was planning to attend meetings of the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. Senator Rick Scott writes on X that Petro shouldn't be shocked that he's not welcome here and criticized him for siding with adversaries. Those adversaries include Hamas terrorists, Russia, and even communist China.
618, News Radio 92.3, a new poll showing an interesting trend about who younger Americans aren't giving their money to. John Saucier has the story.
A new Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll finds most Americans gave at least a little to some charities in the past year. The survey found that about three-quarters of U.S. adults say their household contributed money to a charitable organization. Most Americans who donated said they gave $500 or less. That's far below the major gift territory for even the smallest nonprofits. Adults under 45 were more likely to say they donated no money, regardless of their level of income. And that raises the possibility that some younger generations may be less inclined to give to charity in general. John Saucier, Fox News.
And President Trump slamming Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky over his comments on the war with Russia. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said Zelensky, saying in the Wall Street Journal that Ukraine won't recognize Russian occupation of Crimea, is harmful to peace negotiations. The president questioned why Ukraine didn't fight for the region 11 years ago when Russia first took control of it with no shots fired.
All right, 619 News Radio, 92.3. It is a day, and I'm having a pretty darn good one at that one.
this is a hoot and a half.
I mean, it really is. This is just one of those good days. I mean, what can I say? A new study found a correlation between regular use of aspirin and a decreased risk in cancer. See, I thought I'd pass on some good information for you. The study found that those that took the aspirin at least twice a week had a reduced risk of colorectal cancer. Aspirin has been believed to have cancer-fighting properties since the 1980s.
My goodness. All right. And Governor Greg Abbott signing his first bill of the session. It creates the Texas Regulatory Efficiency Office. If that name rings somewhat of a bell, it may be because it's a state version of White House's DOGE. So we got that efficiency in there. The advisory panel will work to streamline state regulations and get rid of unnecessary rules. And it will be made up of business owners, researchers, state agencies, and the public.
620 News Radio, 92.3. Traffic in the 7-day forecast with Austin Price. Only minutes away on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Since it's already 6:20 here, my goodness, I'll go ahead and give you just a bit of a sneak peek before we head to break. Do still have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound, passing over the Escambia Bay Bridge. And I'll get you the details on the temperatures in just a moment. But all you need to know is that it's not going to be rain for the next several days. That and more coming up in just a few minutes, as Chris said, on News Radio 92.3.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 200 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-800-973-9819. And you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-973-9819. Call now, and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-973-9819 now to secure your $10 Gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-800-973-9819.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. We finally had our day in the Senate with the Ethics and Elections Committee hearing all of the remaining candidates for UWF and for Pensacola State College. A lot of interesting developments out of that. Bruce Woody from ECUA talked about the brand new fleet of trucks that they are in the process of acquiring now that the backlog on supply chain is finally alleviated post-COVID. And we talked about the bill to kill TDT and TDC in the legislature and what that might mean for us. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
624 News Radio 92.3. We're watching that money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing higher for a second day on hopes of a U.S.-China trade deal. The major averages pairing from bigger, earlier gains following Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's remarks that the White House hadn't offered to lower tariffs on China on a unilateral basis. Shares of Tesla rose 6% despite delivering first-quarter earnings and revenue that missed forecast. During the company's earnings call, its chief executive said he would dial back his work with the Trump administration. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, Boeing, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Procter & Gamble, Amgen, and Travelers. The Dow rising 420 points, the NASDAQ higher by 408, S&P 500 up 88. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And California agreeing to comply with ICE related to an illegal immigrant convicted of vehicular manslaughter. That's according to Governor Newsom, who announced a man would be taken into federal custody. Oscar Eduardo Ortega Anguiano was set to be released in July after crashing into and killing two people while intoxicated in 2021. The DOJ said that they would prosecute him on federal charges following an early release by the state. Ortega Anguiano had previously entered the U.S. illegally twice with a prior criminal background, according to ICE.
Good afternoon, 626 News Radio 92.3. Tuesday, the feds in New York City announced a federal racketeering indictment against 27 gang members. Kevin Yurinsky has more on the story.
The indictment cited crimes such as drug and sex trafficking, robbery, and firearms offenses. Trump orders our Tom Homan says the indictment reflects promises made by the president to remove gang members from the country, while NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch described the suspects named in the indictment.
These are depraved criminals trafficking in people, in guns, in drugs, and in fear.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams says the city will not tolerate illegal migrants who come here to become criminals.
The American dream is not going into homeless shelters and taking the documentations from innocent people and forcing them into sex trafficking.
A large majority of the suspects indicted are in custody. Kevin Yurecki, Fox News.
And New York joining 11 other states in suing the Trump administration for imposing what they call illegal tariffs. Attorney General Letitia James and Governor Kathy Hochul say the tariffs on imports from other countries have already led to more inflation, unemployment, and economic damage. A lawsuit filed by a coalition of 12 attorneys general now argues that Congress has not granted the president the authority to impose the tariffs. It goes on to say that, therefore, the administration violated the law by imposing them through executive orders, social media posts, and agency orders.
News Radio 92.3. Look at that. 7 days of zeros for the percentage of rain around here.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Go ahead and enjoy. Hey, bust out the SPF. The sun rays are getting, the UV rays are getting stronger. I saw a lot of people burnt this past weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I thought, oh, my gosh. Why don't they use the SPF? Use the SPF, doggone it. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says he is streamlining what he's calling a bloated bureaucracy. He's cutting about 700 positions and 132 offices at the State Department. The plan does not address the State Department's overseas footprint, though some proposals have suggested there could be cuts of 24 consulates and embassies.
And crews increasing containment of a massive wildfire in New Jersey that's caused evacuations, power outages, and road closures. New Jersey Forest Fire Service officials say the fire has consumed over 12,000 acres in Lacey and Ocean Townships. The Garden State Parkway and Route 9 were reopened earlier in the area today, but acting New Jersey Governor Tahisha Way declared a state of emergency for Ocean County.
Yeah, talking about some of the texts that we do get in about, especially about this story here. What about the dads? You know what I'm talking about when I'm through. There are talks that expecting moms may soon be receiving federal payouts. And that's where it comes in with the text. Hey, what about the dads? Alexandria Hoff has the latest from Washington.
One proposal reportedly brought to the White House was to give new mothers $5,000 after delivery. And the president said yesterday he's a fan. The New York Times reports that the White House is considering several proposals to help combat a declining birth rate. Other ideas reportedly include an education initiative to help women better understand when they are ovulating and reserving 30% of Fulbright program scholarships for applicants who are parents or married. According to data released by the CDC, the number of births in 2024 increased just 1% from a record-setting low the year prior. The average rate of decline since 2007 has been 4% annually. Fewer babies being born is overwhelmingly viewed as detrimental to a country's economic future ability to care for an aging population and even national security.
628 News Radio 92.3 Traffic and the 7-day forecast. Austin Price is in with a look at a really, you've outdone yourself on this one. Great forecast. What's up?
Well, looking at the roads here, had a caller dropping in just a moment ago reminding us of the issues on I-10. Thank you for calling in, by the way. You always can. 850-437-1620. That's also our text line. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over the Escambia Bay Bridge, we did have an accident there earlier this afternoon, still causing some heavy congestion. We also have some if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling towards the Lowe's in Pace, so be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 67 with some patchy fog that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high is going to be 81 and the low is going to be 68.
Okay, it's being reported that a Maryland mother was found dead after being allegedly killed by an illegal migrant. Griff Jenkins has more from Washington.
Another mother in Maryland allegedly slain at the hands of another illegal alien. This time, 23-year-old Lesbia Ramirez Guerra. Authorities say her body was discovered in a heavily wooded area. ICE arresting Guerra's boyfriend, Kisi Barrera Rosa, an illegal alien from Guatemala, now charged with her murder, along with his uncle, Rolvin Barrera Barrera, charged with accessory after the fact, also an illegal Guatemalan alien. ICE's Baltimore office saying this, quote, the arrest of these two individuals marks a significant step towards justice. This heinous crime not only devastated a community, but also reinforced the urgent need to prioritize public safety by identifying, arresting, and removing egregious illegal aliens who threaten our neighborhoods.
All right, this is News Radio 92.3, back in five with sports. Hold on.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump asked to provide a timeline today as to when he'll bring tariffs down on China.
Well, that depends on them.
The president is speaking to reporters in the Oval Office after signing executive orders related to education. It comes a day after he said 145% tariffs on China would eventually come down, but they won't be brought to zero. Wildfires burning through southern New Jersey have scorched thousands of acres. State Department of Environmental Protection Assistant Commissioner John Cecil.
We had one commercial structure that was destroyed. There were a couple of smaller cabins, it appears, that were impacted and some vehicles.
Cecil also says the fire is 40% contained, no deaths or injuries. Thousands of people are filing through St. Peter's Basilica to pay their final respects to Pope Francis at the start of 3 days of public viewing ahead of his funeral on Saturday. America's listening to Fox News.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Lexus. BMW. Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week we're talking about crawfish, i.e., and how you can nominate a hospitality hero, plus the benefit that tourism has on our community.
Friday at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Right now.
News Radio 92.3. The prolific music there for you this afternoon. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hey, hope you're having a great afternoon. And we appreciate you giving us a ride home today. Really do. Afternoon's just kind of sliding by on us here. And about this time, we always like to talk about some sports. Here you go.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, first up, we got a lot of big headlines coming out of the NFL. The biggest night of the NFL offseason, almost here. Round one of the draft takes place tomorrow night from Green Bay. The Jags will be picking 5th. The Dolphins will be picking 13th and the Bucks 19th. Several teams are trying to trade out, so I don't know. Florida teams could be included in that. But nonetheless, if one of your local guys, if you're interested to know where they're picking, that's currently the lineup right now.
What was the crazy things that Mickey Loomis was saying about the Saints in the draft and how about the Derek Carr, his shoulder injury really will not affect their direction for the draft.
Right.
I think he's got to be crazy for thinking that.
Yeah, I think he's probably just trying to calm some of the hysteria because, of course, the minute Derek Carr's shoulder injury was made known, we heard, oh my gosh, are they now a front runner to draft Shedeur Sanders? Are they a front runner to get Aaron Rodgers? Or blah, blah, blah. We just started hearing all the rumor mill going off. So he's probably just trying to, at the very least, kind of soothe some of the media scrutiny.
Heck with the media is New Orleans fans.
Yeah.
They're the ones going off with this
it's
guy.
The fans that are now panicking.
Locally, Blue Wah, who's dropping game one of a 6-game series against Knoxville Tuesday evening tonight. First pitch has already gone out. They're probably entering the first or second inning right about now over on Main Street. Now check out the latest. Here's a Fox Sports update for you.
Fox Sports update.
Final seconds will tick off the clock. And Oklahoma City, with another convincing win, they take a command 2-0 series lead. With this best of seven now headed to Memphis for games 3 and 4, Thursday and Saturday.
On TNT, they had the best record of the NBA this regular season. The Oklahoma City Thunder followed a 51-point win over the Grizzlies in game one with a 19-point margin last night. The Thunder beat the Grizzlies 118-99. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored 27 for Oklahoma City, which has outscored Memphis by 70 points total the first two games. The 1986 Lakers, the only team in NBA history with larger blowout wins in the first two games of a playoff series. Speaking of the Lakers,
Doncic and Edwards. Letting Dorian Finney-Smith, they swing it around. Look out for three. Timeout, Minnesota.
On TNT, Luka Doncic scored 31 points, along with 12 rebounds and 9 assists. The Lakers bounced back from their defeat at home in Game 1 with a 94-85 win over the Timberwolves. LeBron James added 21 points, 11 rebounds, and 7 assists. Series tied 1-1 Game 3 Friday in Minneapolis. In Indianapolis last night, the Pacers beat the Bucks 123-115. Indiana up 2 games to none on Milwaukee, which will host Game 3 Friday. Pascal Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton combined to score 45 points for Indiana, which never trailed last night. Damian Lillard back in the Bucks lineup, out since mid-March because of a blood clot in his calf. Lillard scored 14 for the Bucks. Hockey, Stanley Cup playoff wins Tuesday by Minnesota, Florida, Carolina, and Toronto, which beat Ottawa in overtime for a 2-0 series lead. The Hurricanes are up 2-0 on the Devils. The other two series tied 1-1. It's Game On with the Fox Sports app, available wherever you download apps. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And Pensacola Ice Flyers owner Greg Harris formally initiating a search for new head coach and assistant coach for the 2025-26 SPHL season. Aiming to improve on ice performance after several disappointing years, he's emphasized the need for strong leadership to match the team's record-breaking attendance. I got to tell you, Chris, that seems only fair. If you got people filling up stands, you got to have a team that's winning.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and he has a reason to be concerned. I think we got a little spoiled here is what happened. Mm. We enjoyed winning those championships, and I'm sure Greg is the man to put the person in the right place, so he's a good guy. Shannon Sharp is accused of rape in a new lawsuit. Michelle Polino has an explanation for us.
NFL Hall of Famer and podcaster Shannon Sharp has been sued for sexual assault by a woman who claims he raped her twice at her Las Vegas home last year. Jane Doe filed a lawsuit Sunday in Nevada State Court seeking at least $50 million. Sharp has categorically denied all allegations in a statement posted on X. His lawyer cited text messages allegedly proving the relationship was consensual. Sharp on Instagram called out her lawyer, Tony Busby, who also has filed suits against Jay-Z and Sean Diddy Combs.
Tony Busby targets black men, and I believe he's going to release a 30-second clip of a sex tape that tries to make me look guilty.
He called the accusations an attempt at blackmail. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And first-round action continues tonight in the NBA playoffs. The Orlando Magic tipped off against the Boston Celtics. That's game two of their series. That actually got underway at 6 o'clock. Right now, early in the second quarter, 11 minutes to go in the first half, got the Celtics up 25-21 on Orlando there. If Boston wins, they will be up 2-0. At 6:30, the Miami Heat looking to – well, that game is just now getting underway, I should say. The Heat looking to avoid going down 2-0 when they play the Cavaliers in Cleveland in game two of that series. And later on tonight, the Golden State Warriors attempting to take a 2-0 series lead over the Rockets in Houston. That game gets underway at 8:30.
6:39, News Radio 92.3. Is that Orlando game being played at Kia or is it up at the Garden?
It's TD Garden.
Okay. Gonna be rough.
Yeah, that's a tall order.
I was gonna say, well, maybe I was trying to pull something out there. Yeah, it will be tough. The world of football, basketball, and broadcasting all saying goodbye to a legendary voice. Greg Thompson remembers Mike Patrick.
To a certain generation, Mike Patrick was a voice that you heard whenever your NFL team played on Sunday night. So maybe it's fitting that it was on Sunday that he passed away at the age of 80 from natural causes. Patrick spent 36 years at ESPN, including 18 as a play-by-play announcer for Sunday Night Football. For fans of college sports, he was also everywhere, whether it was calling Thursday night and Saturday night football games or during basketball season, when he called over 30 ACC championship games while also serving as the lead announcer for the women's Final Four for over a decade. He called his last game for the network in 2017. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Alrighty, last but not least, it is time for your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. We're one day away from the 2025 NFL Draft finally getting underway. And right now it feels like Cam Ward, Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, and Achengente will be the first five picks in the first round come tomorrow night. But who are the five best players in this 2025 NFL Draft? And my top five in order are Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter, Mason Graham, Achengente, and Tyler Warren. I'm Zach Gelb.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Your life, your goals, your legacy. With a dedicated Fidelity advisor, it's all part of a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Okay, good afternoon. It is 6:42, and it is almost an evening time. Yes, slide into the afternoon, evening. Yellow flags flying if you're heading to the island today. Maybe take a dip for the afternoon session. But anyway, here are three things you need to know this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
Wanted to kind of say that very nicely, if you know what I mean. Let's start with number one, if you don't mind, starting in 14 days. The date is May the 7th. You must have a real ID compliant state-issued driver's license or state ID card if you want to take a domestic flight. The easiest alternative are to use a valid passport or passport card. Now, listen, if you have one of those, you can use it for identification at TSA checkpoints. Children under 18 do not need identification when traveling within the U.S. And if you have a driver's license and you got that little gold star in the upper right-hand corner, you're good to go. So don't worry about that one. So kind of making it easy for you. Veterans needing free benefits, they are now available. The Escambia County's Vet Services Office providing assistance at no charge. No appointment is required. Here's the number, 850-595-2409. You can visit VSO at myescambia.com, or you can do it in person, 3363 West Park Place in the Escambia County Central Office Complex, which is just east of Town and Country Plaza. And number three, going for the whole schmizola here, President Trump floating the idea of a new trade deal with China. Markets responding really positively. Mark Meredith reporting from the White House.
President Trump says he is willing to work with the Chinese government to reach a new trade deal. It seems to be a big change in tone that we've heard from the president and his top trade team over the last several weeks. He also says that 145% tariff rate on Chinese exports to the U.S. won't be forever.
Come down substantially, but it won't be a zero.
The stock markets also appear thrilled with the president's comments that he has no plans as of now to dismiss Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who Trump gave the job to back in 2017. Powell's term is up in May of next year. Trump has also repeatedly criticized Powell for not lowering interest rates.
Okay, 6:45. News Radio 92.3. Austin Price has a look at that weather and local traffic together. What's going on?
Well, luckily, a lot of the backups we had on I-10, if you're traveling eastbound over the Escambia Bay Bridge, has lessened. There is still some minor congestion, but it doesn't reach for very long. Also, I have some backups still on Highway 90. This is going to be if you're traveling eastbound towards the Lowe's in Pace, so be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 67 tonight. There is going to be some patchy fog late this evening and bleeding into your morning on Thursday, so late and early drivers, be on the lookout for that. Thursday's high is going to be 81 with a low of 68.
4646, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money this afternoon. Here's your money now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A dozen states are suing President Donald Trump and his administration, seeking a court order declaring that his new tariffs are illegal. New York Attorney General Letitia James saying today in a statement, the president does not have the power to raise taxes on a whim, but that's exactly what President Trump has been doing with these tariffs. The suit claims as president, he has no authority to arbitrarily impose tariffs under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, the U.S. law that Trump has cited in executing his tariff policy. AT&T beat Wall Street estimates for wireless subscriber additions in their first quarter, driven by steady demand for its high-speed and 5G mobile plans. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the Dow gaining 419 points, the S&P 500 added 88, and the NASDAQ gained more than 400. Crude oil futures for June sit above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, 6:47. I'm just absolutely trying to get my hands around this whole thing about the weather being so beautiful for the next 7 days. Zeros
You're
across.
Like, zeros. Floridians aren't used to that.
Not at this time of year. Zeros across the board in April going into May. Looking good. No problem. Nice forecast. Thank you very much on that one. A Trump administration mandate gets blocked until lawsuits against the action are settled. Lillian Wu has the story on this one, 0284 on that, by the way.
Oh, all righty.
A
A U.S. district judge rules the Trump administration illegally required Voice of America to cease operations for the first time since its World War II broadcast countering Nazi propaganda.
This is a voice speaking from America.
Judge Royce Lamberth ordering employees and contractors be restored to jobs they had prior to the executive order at the Congress-created International News Service, which has a mission to bring news to authoritarian countries without free press. Radio Free Asia and Middle East broadcasting networks also spared. The judge found the administration also likely violated the International Broadcasting Act and Congress's power to appropriate funding. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And tax cut extensions proposed by President Trump may be approved by July. That's according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who made the comments to J.P. Morgan investors in a closed-door meeting. The updated timeline comes as Republicans in Congress have pressed to move forward with tax legislation, GOP lawmakers looking to cement permanent tax cuts, including taxation of tips, Social Security, and overtime.
News Radio 92.3, Opinia's eyes ahead of products testifying in Google's monopoly trial, saying the company may be open to purchasing Google's Chrome web browser. This is a deal. You want to talk business? This is business. Madison Allworth has more from Washington.
Yesterday's main witness was Nick Turley. He's the head of product for ChatGPT. The government focusing on his testimony to show how AI competitors could benefit from having access to Google's data index from search. It's one of the remedies that the DOJ and attorneys general are suggesting Google face for acting as a monopoly, be forced to share their data that they acquired from being a monopoly. But Google says the playing field is already level. When the defense asked Turley about active users with ChatGPT, he admitted that it has grown by even more than he could have expected. Now, another remedy that the government is pursuing is forcing Google to spin off Chrome.
And the Florida House approved a plan to ease financial burdens on condo owners, leading to negotiations with the Senate before the end of the 2025 session. This follows laws requiring safety inspections for older buildings after the 2021 Surfside collapse. Some associations imposed large fees on owners to meet these requirements.
Okay, Florida sues Snapchat, saying it's leaving kids open to being digitally attacked. Eben Brown has the report.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer is suing Snapchat, claiming they're violating the state's law against minors under 15 accessing social media. But he adds that Snapchat's temporary messaging system is becoming a hunting ground for those preying upon children.
Snapchat is advertising to kids as young as 13, and kids are able to access these applications and receive photographs and things without knowing what it is.
And that with messages vanishing, it's harder to catch the bad guys. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, speaking of this subject matter, Florida voters apparently were polled, and it seems that Florida voters want parents to control app downloads for their children, with 88% supporting parental consent requirements. And among parents themselves, the support's an even higher 93%. Lastly, voters appear to trust major app stores like Apple and Google more than particular app makers and to manage data and verify parental ID with strong support for store verification.
650, News Radio 92.3, a look into a healthier you, only minutes away. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app.
I just might stop to check you out. Let me go wild.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Yeah, you're right, 6:52. To think about it for a second there. 6:52, it is a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. The American Cancer Society says it's warning that cases of colon cancer across the U.S. on the rise. I know this isn't what you want to hear. Jonathan Sire has details from Atlanta.
A new study published in the journal Nature may have identified a leading factor behind the surging cases of colorectal cancer in young adults. UC San Diego professor Ludmil Alexandrov says many of these younger patients experience DNA damage in early childhood from a bacterial toxin called colibactin. Researchers now want to find out why increasing numbers of kids, especially in rich industrialized countries like the U.S., are acquiring these toxin-producing gut bacteria and how to prevent it. But in the short term, they hope to develop a non-invasive test to identify young people with the mutation so they can begin life-saving cancer screening early. In Atlanta, Jonathan Sire, Fox News.
And Texas Republicans demanding a study on how much illegal immigration is costing the state. State Senator Mays Middleton says the study will look at migrants' impact on infrastructure, health care, and education, but Senate Democrats argued it won't be accurate if it also doesn't cover the financial positives. A previous study done back in 2006 found that Texas actually received a net benefit of $424 million from those that were in the state illegally.
All right. The FDA is announcing a ban on certain food dyes as part of the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again's agenda. Mark Meredith in Washington has more.
We're going to get rid of the dyes, and then one by one, we're going to get rid of every ingredient.
The FDA's new directive will require food makers to phase out petroleum-based synthetic dyes by 2027. The first to be removed, citrus red number 2 and orange B. Medical experts say food and drug makers will now have to find alternatives to color their products. Food makers say while they support making the country healthier, they question the research and science policymakers are using when determining what to ban. In a statement, the National Confectioners Association says, quote, "We are in firm agreement that science-based evaluation of food additives will help eliminate consumer confusion and rebuild trust in our national food safety system."
News Radio 92.3, it is, boy, zip it on, 6:55 now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Austin has a look at that weather and local traffic together.
Yes, indeed I do. Let's see. Roads aren't looking too bad right now, luckily. Did have some backups on Highway 90. This was going to be if you were traveling eastbound, heading towards the Lowe's in Pace. There is still backups in that area, but it is slowly but surely decreasing. As for the weather on a local scale, sitting at 75 degrees, going to be a low of 67 tonight. Patchy fog in the area that will bleed into your Thursday. Thursday's high is going to be 81 with a low of 68.
Great forecast locally on the national footprint. Thunderstorms expected to hit the central U.S. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz has the latest Fox weather forecast.
A powerful spring storm is hitting the plains today. Severe thunderstorms are likely from Texas to Iowa, with the greatest risk for damaging winds, hail, and a few tornadoes across eastern Oklahoma and Kansas. Flash flood watches are in effect for several states in the Mississippi Valley. Further north, cooler air dominates the upper Midwest. Expect gusting winds and temperatures struggling to reach the 40s. The West Coast is quiet and mild today. California sees sunshine and highs in the 70s. And the East Coast is warming up. Temperatures will climb into the 80s along the I-95 corridor with dry skies from D.C. to New York. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's pop culture news.
You betcha, the Tennessee Board of Parole recommended a pardon for a country music superstar. You know who this guy is. Monica DeLuca has the report.
Jelly Roll's most serious convictions include a robbery at age 17 and drug charges at 23.
I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner.
With the Tennessee Board of Parole's recommendation of a pardon, the fate of the now 40-year-old musician, whose real name is Jason DeFord, is in the hands of Governor Bill Lee. Jelly Roll's music focuses on his redemption after spending time in juvenile detention facilities. He's won multiple CMT awards, a CMA award, and earned 4 Grammy nominations. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
And YouTube celebrating its 20th anniversary. The video streaming platform uploaded its first video on April 23rd, 2005. It features YouTube co-founder Javed Karim talking about elephants with the video titled Me at the Zoo. Since then, the company says over 20 trillion videos have been uploaded to the platform, with 20 million videos uploaded daily.
Okay. Guitarist Carlos Santana canceled a performance in Texas after suffering from dehydration. And we've been talking about drink lots of water, especially so you don't have to go through this. Chris DeMeo has more on this report.
Santana postponing his show Tuesday night in San Antonio and was taken to a hospital for observation. The concert was part of the 77-year-old musician's Oneness Tour. A representative says Santana is doing well and is looking forward to coming back to San Antonio soon, as the show will be rescheduled. The Hall of Fame guitarist is scheduled to play in Sugar Land, Texas, Wednesday night and in Oklahoma Friday and Saturday. Santana was forced to cancel his show in Vegas back in January due to a fall. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And Lord only knows why this is still a thing, but the founder of Fyre Festival putting the brand up for sale. This comes just a week after a sequel to the failed event that was set to take place in Mexico was indefinitely postponed. In a statement, Billy McFarland said the brand is now bigger than what he's able to lead on his own. And he also claimed that a new location for Fyre Festival 2 has been found, but said it's clear that in order for it to succeed, he will need to step back and allow a new team to move forward independently.
Big man making a decision there.
Yes.
Tiger King's Joe Exotic. We had a couple of things here with texting. Okay, was he in prison here in Pensacola? Was he in Gulf Breeze and he was arrested in Gulf Breeze?
Yes.
I'm not sure of the story. Maybe somebody does know. But anyway, Joe Exotic marries a fellow prison inmate while serving time. Michelle Polino has the story.
Tiger King star Joe Exotic was married behind bars. The 62-year-old announced the news of his marriage to Jorge Marquez with a photo posted on X. The caption reads, "Never been more proud of someone. Meet my husband, Jorge Flores Maldonado." The couple got engaged last October while both were incarcerated. Exotic called his 33-year-old partner amazing and shared he's from Mexico. Joe Maldonado Passage previously stated he plans to seek asylum for his husband or to leave America when both are released. He is serving a 21-year sentence for a murder-for-hire plot against rival Carol Baskin. His initial 22-year sentence was reduced in January of 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. I wanted to just update you before we slide out this evening. Don't forget the Lyrid, meteor shower continuing tonight. No special equipment is required to observe the lights. Just go get away from street lamps, things like that. Also this weekend, thousands are going to gather at the Floribama. Why the mullet toss is coming. Yeah, it's an odd tradition there. Burrito Kiwi always love that. And don't forget about the big screen of the Bayou Returns Friday over at Bayview. See us tomorrow at 4. For Chris, this is Austin, this is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.